Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the very first episode of my podcast, and it's called Advice from a Fuckboy. My name is Clint Coley. I am the Well, I'm not really the fuckboy. Like, let's get this clear, all right? Like, a lot of people, you know, saw this episode or saw the title of the podcast and was like, yo, like, what? Clint, you're not a fuckboy. Like, and then women are like, yo, I'm not finna listen to this bullshit of you sitting here talking about fuckboy stuff. I'm not doing it, Clint, all right? Now, you seem like you got a problem with women, and you seem like you hate women, and here you go being a fuckboy, and now you're giving advice from fuckboy shit. All right, listen, let me clear up the whole thing. So, advice from a fuckboy, first of all, every guy, I don't care who you are, Barack Obama was a fuckboy at one point in his life. He had to be. I mean, it's a fact. The nigga's smart. he's articulate, you know what I'm saying? And he's a good-looking dude. Every good-looking guy does fuckboy shit. So, first of all, let's read the definition of a fuckboy, all right? So, I'm looking at the dictionary, and it says a weak or... it says a man who has many casual sex partners. That's what a fuckboy is? Damn. Let me go to Urban Dictionary real quick. Let me see. What does fuckboy mean? On Urban Dictionary, it says... a fuckboy is that guy, one who doesn't respect women, but he relies on them heavily. He's distant, doesn't care about other people's time, and won't commit. He's self-absorbed, does stupid things, and fuck with others' emotions. Damn. I mean, but that you know what, though? That literally sums up what a fuckboy is. Then somebody else says, examples of fuckboy. Fuckboy language. I'm not cuffing you, but you mind, so you better not talk to other guys. But don't trip when I'm with girls, because I'm single. First of all, I just want y'all to know, like, when I was growing up, I don't want y'all to judge me. I did not like reading out loud in class. That was, like, my least favorite thing. Now, I wasn't the, like, anybody that went to high school or middle school with me knows, I wasn't the slow reader. Like, I wasn't the motherfucker. I don't read with my finger I don't read with my finger on the page. But, it was just uncomfortable. I just didn't like, talk it out loud like that. And I know that's crazy now because I'm a comedian and that's what I do. I talk out loud for a living. But, you know, reading stuff out loud. Because when you stumble, like, I don't know about y'all, but when you stumbled in school and you stumbled over a word, niggas always would make you feel like you're stupid. They'd be like, oh, look at this guy. So, anyway. But the whole point is that we're talking about fuckboys. And so, if you ask me, those are great definitions of a fuckboy. For me, a fuckboy is just a guy or girl. There's fuck girls out here too. But mainly, a fuckboy is a guy who decides that he has his own agenda and he doesn't care about anybody else's agenda. It's like literally about him and him only. And you got to think about it. Like, there's a lot of people out here who are on their own, on their own agenda, especially millennials, unfortunately. Like, we don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, we don't give a shit about nobody else but ourselves. No, that's just the bottom line. So I'm here. And I'm here to give advice. Like, first, let me tell you something. I'm single. All right. So I don't have good relationship advice. But see, the best coaches were shitty players. You know what I'm saying? Like Magic. I mean, Phil Jackson wasn't the greatest player, but the motherfucker was an awesome coach and won 11 championships. You know what I'm saying? Or the best boxer or the best boxing trainers never really were the best boxers, you know? Now, what I'm saying is that I feel like I'm qualified to give advice because I don't know shit. I mean, yeah, I don't know shit. I'm qualified to give good advice because I also know what doesn't work. I know what doesn't work. I've been there. I've done that. I've my life is a legit shit show when it comes to women. So I'm here to share those experiences. So I want to tackle the first thing. People always say, oh, man, Clint doesn't like women. That's bullshit, all right? Like, so people will see stuff that I post all the time and think, oh, I'm against women. I love women, y'all. I love women. I love women. Like, I don't know how many times I got to reiterate that. Like, when it comes to, like, y'all getting paid, you know, the way that men get paid, when it comes to you guys, like, give you a prime example. Like, I'm always on the rape victim side. I'm always on the victim side until proven otherwise. Like, now I know I sound like the guy who's like, oh man, I love black people. I got black friends. Like, you know what I mean? But no, but I really do love women. I really do be on your side. And that's a fact. It's just that the one thing women don't like is what I do. I will call women out on your bullshit. I'm going to do it. Because see, women don't like when you tell them how you really feel or how you feel. See, men, what we do is a lot of times we let y'all get away with shit. Like, you know, I see women all the time posting like, oh, man, I see things. I observe everything, which I'm going to get into that later. But at the end of the day, y'all be like, but we let y'all have it, yo. Like, how many times men just been like, yo, you know what? Okay. And we move on. Like, we let y'all have it, yo. We let y'all have it. We don't argue. We don't go back and forth, man. We don't like going back and forth. But see, me now, what I do is I'll call women out. So I'll say, like, here's the thing. Here's what's even interesting about women. Like, so Amanda Seals. Let's talk about Amanda Seals real quick. First of all, shout out to Amanda Seals. She has a comedy special coming out in a couple of weeks, man. You definitely better watch that shit on HBO. But me and Amanda Seals are friends. I don't always agree with everything she says, but I don't post it because I don't feel like going back, because I don't feel like going back and forth. But, you know, people will listen, women will listen to Amanda Seals and be like, yes, girl, yes, you tell them. Yeah, let these fuck boys know. But you hate me. Like, you know what I mean? You hate me. And the reason why you hate me is because I'm the opposite. You know what I'm saying? Like, here's the thing. I'm not pro man. Like, I know men do dumb shit. Like, you know how many women... You know how many women hated the Black Men Don't Cheat movement? Like, you know, like, but it's not the fact that I'm saying black men don't cheat. It's the fact that maybe if men seen this, maybe we wouldn't cheat. I don't know. It's just women a lot of times y'all get so mad at me, yo. And it's like, yo, I don't hate y'all. I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not one of them guys who love pussy but hate women. Like, I love women. I love y'all insight. Like, let me tell you something, yo. Like, the greatest accomplishments in my career has happened because, you know, women have had my back. My lawyer, my entertainment lawyer, is a black woman. You know, shout out to Marcy. She's a black, like, I love women, yo. The problem is that y'all don't like being told when y'all wrong. When this episode comes out, right? I want y'all to literally, like, follow me on Instagram if you don't have this, or say, Clint, I'll be admitting when I'm... When was the last time a woman admitted that she was wrong? When do y'all do that? Y'all never admit when y'all... You know what y'all try to do? Y'all try to just make up shit, move on, and act like nothing happened. Or try to bribe me with food. And this podcast is not going to allow you to bribe me with food. I'm coming at y'all. You know what I'm saying? But I'm coming at y'all with love. I'm doing it with love. I don't hate y'all. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's where a lot of things get misconstrued, where a lot of people be like, oh, Clint hates women. Clint doesn't want to talk to women. Clint don't. You know, no, that's not it, man. Y'all ain't shit either, just like we ain't shit. Tyler Perry done made too many movies bashing men. Terry McMillan done made too many books bashing. Like, it's our turn, fellas. I'm not saying I'm bashing women, but I'm going to let y'all know. Y'all... Okay, you want me to give you a women ain't shit moment? I'll give you a great one. So I'm a firm believer that you don't argue with anybody you're not fucking. I think arguing with somebody you're not fucking is a waste of time. What are you arguing about? Why are we arguing about this? You ain't fucking. Like, don't argue about it. So long story short, there was this girl. She was interested in me, right? I was interested in her. We were talking, and she said, you know, hey, look, man, I live here. You live here. How is this going to manifest itself? How is it going to work? And I'm like, you know, I don't know how it's going to work, but I can make a plan, and I can figure something out, and we can go from there. She's like, you do that. You make a plan, and you call me. So now I live in L.A. You know, I work during the week, but I don't work during the week, if that makes sense. Like, I don't have a 9-to-5, but I'm working daily. I'm working on films, and I'm working on, you know, I got a lot of things coming up that requires my time and attention while I'm here in L.A. So I can't leave L.A. during the weekdays. But I told her on the weekends, if you want to come wherever I am, we can arrange that. You know what I mean? Now, I don't fly women out. Let's put that out there. I don't fly women out. I got my own reasons why I don't fly women out, all right? Well, mainly because I feel like if I fly you out, I'm going to expect pussy. If I fly you out, I'm fucking. And I'm not saying that your pussy, I'm giving your pussy, like or your vagina, I'm putting a price on it. But it's going to be like, yo, I paid for the tickets. You here?
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Like, when a man flies you out, pretty much what we're saying is that your vagina is better than anybody else's vagina in this city. So I want you here. You are the best option. But anyway, so I told her, I said, but we'll figure some shit out. Whatever. So I gave her my schedule. I showed her what I want, you know, told her, hey, I'll be here. Let's, you know, where you want to go? Let's, you know. And then she's like, I'll get back to you. And I'm like, all right, cool. She never gets back to me. She hits me up again a couple of weeks later. We're talking. Nothing happened. Like, she's talking like nothing happened. And then she says, you know, hey, give me a schedule. I want to see you. And then I'm like, all right, here. Gave her my schedule. She says, I'll get back to you. Let's check my schedule and we'll figure something out. No problem. Then I don't hear from her again. Now, ladies, let's put the shoe on the other foot real quick. All right. If you gave a man your schedule and you said, hey, he said, hey, I'll get back to you. You never heard from him. You would say the nigga ghosted on you. Would you agree? Yeah. Okay. All right. So now this is the third time. Girl hits me up. She says, hey, Clint. Hey, how you doing, girl? She says, hey, give me your schedule again. No, I'm not giving you my fucking schedule. I gave you my schedule twice. Why are we going through this? Like, listen, and I'm not on no, here's the thing. I'm not on no, it's 2019. We on some new shit. No, I've been on this shit. I am not. You got two times with me. I'm going to ask you out. You got two times with me. We don't connect, then that's it. That's it. That's it. You know, that's it. If we don't connect after two times, I'm done. Because here's the thing, you fucking playing, yo. You playing. See, what she liked to do, see, here's the thing, right? And this is where we got into an argument because she's sitting here and what she said was, hey, I was having family issues. Now, I'm about to sound like a dick, but it is what it is. I don't give a shit that you had family issues. And I'm going to tell you why I didn't give a shit. Because you didn't communicate that. See, if you would have said from the beginning, hey, Clint, I know we're trying to make things work. We're trying to do things up in here. But you know what? Right now, it's just not a good time. I'm having family issues. I am quite all right with that. I'm cool with that. But don't sit here and say, I'm going to get back to you and you don't get back to me. That's fuckboy behavior. That's fuckboy logic right there. Because what you're doing is you're trying to defend. What you're trying to do is you fucked up But you want to make me feel like I'm the bad guy because you didn't communicate. That's what fuck boys do. So now when the shoe was on the other fucking foot and girls, you do this shit. And now you want to sit here and you want to act like, oh, no, he didn't. Come on, man. This happens so much. And I'm pretty sure there's a guy right now shaking his head at this podcast because he's going through the same bullshit I've gone through. Y'all are, what? But see, that's the thing. So then when I call it out and I say something, Clint's like, oh, Clint's anti-women. Clint hates women. Clint don't like women. No. Clint is calling it how he sees it. You know? Like my ex-girlfriend, for example, man. Like you would think she's the greatest girlfriend on earth. I held Clint down. I made sure Clint had this. I made sure Clint had that. I did this for Clint. I'm like, you act like I didn't do a motherfucking thing. You act like I didn't do a motherfucking thing. Like, she could call me at the drop of a dime. If she needed $40, guess what? I got $40. I couldn't call her for $40. You know? If she needed a place to stay, like, yo, Clint, I need a place to stay. Cool. Stay right here. It's nice and warm. You know? I can't stay at her house because she got roommates, which is nothing wrong with that. I'm not hating on her. I'm not saying bad things about her. You know? Because I still love her to this day. She has done a lot for me. She just thinks that she's more valuable to me than I am to her. And every time I say, yo, man, I want to call a spade, let's be on the same page, she ain't trying to hear that shit. She thinks she's the greatest girlfriend of all time. And I'm like, you all right. You decent. You decent. You was, you know what I mean? And now I hate women. And by the way, she's a lover of Amanda Seales. So that tells you everything you need to know right there. You know? You know who I don't like, man? And I've been saying this for a minute. I don't like this motherfucker, Derek Jackson. He's the worst kind of advice you need to listen to, ladies. He's the worst kind. And here's the thing. I don't hate on motherfuckers trying to get their money or anything like that. But he's a nuisance. He's a nuisance. Like, he's a gnat in my ear. He's a football in the middle of the street. He's in the fucking way. Because here's the thing, what he does is he gives relationship advice based on the woman's side. And like, ladies, you don't need a grown ass man that's going to text you all day. You need a man that's going to do it. And I'm like, nigga, shut up. Sometimes I can't talk. I'm texting. And I'm a grown ass man. I pay bills. All right. I'm fucking texting. You're going to get this text message and you're going to like this shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, so it's like, I mean, I think that the problem is, people see the term fuckboy and advice and shit and think that I'm coming from an angry perspective. I'm going to be giving y'all advice on this podcast. Fellas, I'm going to be giving y'all advice on this podcast. Women, I'm going to be on y'all side on this podcast. Fellas, I'm going to be on your side on this podcast. I'm on the side who's right. Because here's the thing, people always ask me for relationship advice. Like, people always ask me. Like, people always think that I be knowing, and I don't know shit. I don't know a motherfucking thing. But I'm gonna give my best shot always, you know. So let's jump into one of the first topics that I wanted to talk about. Fellas, this is advice for you. And this is something that has been on my mind for a long time because I know women are going to agree with me when I say this. Fellas, women observe everything. Women observe everything. They see you. And I'm not even just talking about cheating, fellas. I'm not talking about cheating. I'm not talking about women literally see everything. Everything, like literally, like even if you are cheating, fellas, women can tell you the exact girl that you're fucking. They know. Most, they say 75% of cheating, the partner has met the person they cheated with. Go figure. You've shooken this motherfucker. She shook this bitch hand. This bitch came to her house. Women's intuition is the realest thing I've ever encountered in my life. My mom has women's intuition. Like, my mom had the best intuition, yo. Let me tell you a true story. When I was a kid, My mom had rules I didn't like. One of my mom's rules was, don't let nobody in my house and don't go outside when I'm not home, right? So one time, I had my buddy Chris, boy Chris, came over to the house, and we playing video games, and all I hear is the alarm go off. Boop, boop, boop. I'm like, oh, shit. And I know it ain't my little sister. It's my mom. And now I'm scared. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'm not supposed to have people in the house. So I hid the motherfucker in my bed. When I tell y'all, this looks so fucking gay, and my mom will repeat this story, and my mom will be like, yo, like, I'm glad I thought my son was gay. Like, true story. Like, who hides a boy in the house? Like, all I could have, you know what I could have did? I could have just had him go to the bathroom and just be like, mom, hey, Chris, he had to use the bathroom. But then that wouldn't have flew either because the nigga lived around the corner. So anyway, so my mom is like, so my mom comes in the house. She comes upstairs. She's like, hey, son. I said, hey, mom. And then she's like, everything all right? I said, yeah. She says, Next thing I know, my mom literally goes right to the covers and pulls the cover back and sees Chris laying there. And she smacked him in the face and was like, you know, y'all don't want nobody in my fucking house. Why? And I'm like, damn. And my mom went off. But I'm thinking, like, how did my mom know that Chris was hiding in the bed? How did my mom know that Chris was hiding? She had women's intuition. Fellas, let me tell you. So here's another true story. So I'm on the road doing a show. All right. Never forget. Doing a show in Jacksonville, to be exact. So I'm doing a show in Jacksonville, and I had a girl who was coming into Jacksonville to come see me, all right? But she wasn't coming until. So normally when we do Jacksonville, we do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So Thursday night, I got some pussy from somebody else, all right? So Friday, the girl comes. You know, I was like, yo, I'm not there. I'm out with one of the other comedians. But here's the key to the room, blah, 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 right? Boy. So she gets the key to the room, and she goes in the room, and in the bathroom, in the trash can, there's a condom. Now, it's my fault. I'm not going to lie. I should have been a little bit better. But I, like, men, when we go to women's houses, we don't look at trash.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
We don't go through trash. And I'm not saying that this girl went through my trash, but she saw trash. And she was like, why? She's looking like, why is there a condom? So I get back. She played it cool, like nothing happened. Oh, it's cool. It's cool, Clint. It's cool. Nothing. It's cool. And we fucked. We fucked. When I got back, we had sex. And then so normally after I have sex, I like to lay there in the, I like to lay in the ambiance or in the, and bask of what I just did. All right. Whether I did a great 3 minutes or whether I did a great 30 minutes. All right. Anyway, long story short, old girl, she was like, she started putting her clothes on. And I was like, yo, where are you going? She's like, I'm going back home. I'm like, what? Why are you leaving? Like, what's wrong? She was like, Clint, like, look, I love you, Clint. Like, you are so cool. And we still cool, Clint. I love you, Clint. We are so cool. But how are you just going to leave the condom in the bathroom? Now, normal men intuition or normally men kick it, like, we'll be like, what? What condom? I ain't do that shit. Like, it was me, blah, blah, blah. What could I have said in that situation, y'all? What could I have said? What could I have said? Tell me, what could I have said in that situation that would have made it better? Somebody tell me. Somebody give me an answer. What could I have said? I stood there like a deer in headlights, and I was like, you're right. Now, she didn't. She ended up not leaving. I was like, yo, I really want you to stay. I apologize. She wasn't even mad that I was fucking another bitch. She was more so, and I don't like calling women bitches, but this is how she talked. She says, I'm not, she's like, Clint, I'm not even mad that you fucking other bitches. I'm mad that you were disrespectful. And I was. That was terrible. That was absurdly disrespectful. Like normally grown ass men, you flush the condom down the toilet. But for some reason, I threw it in the trash, and she saw it the next day. Now I my stupid ass, I was like, well, you know, at least I'm using condoms, you know. And she ain't wanna hear that shit. She was right though. She was right. Now, the thing is, I want to tell you fellas. Then this happened to me again too. You know, like I'm a single dude. You know, my house is a bachelor pad, and this girl came over one time. Everything was great. She was like, hey, can I get something to drink? I was like, sure. She goes in the cabinet, and there's a glass with lipstick on it. She's like, Clint, there's a glass with lipstick on it. Now, she couldn't freak out because it could have been anybody, and it could have been anything, and it could have been, you know, I had something at the house, and a girl, you know, it could have been anything. Because I was like, yo, it was game night. It was for show game night. I had a game night, and then blah, blah, blah. Yo. Now, what really probably happened? Nah, it's probably some chick. Like, fellas, so the advice that I'm telling you, fellas, is women see everything. Women see everything. So we gotta do a better job at cleaning up the evidence, bros. We gotta do a better job of cleaning up the evidence. Players don't fuck up like this. Players don't fuck up like this at all. You know? Like, you're not supposed to, like, you have to legit, if you know you got a chick coming over, check your bathroom, because that's where women go first. Check your bathroom, fellas. Check your bathroom. See, like, women, like, there's red flags that men leave around to let women know, oh, no, another bitch live here. You can tell. Women can tell when another chick live in your house, bro. Now, a woman come in my house, you can't tell if a woman lives here or not. Now, there is no woman that lives in my house. I'm recording right now, actually, in my second bedroom. And there's a Straight Outta Compton poster. There's a 40-inch TV on the wall. This is my second bedroom. And there's nothing that suggests there's video games in here. There's nothing in here that suggests that a woman lives here. But there could be things sometimes that I do or things that I have that suggest that a woman has been here recently. Because women like to mark their territory. Y'all ain't fucking slick. You know? I had a girl come over one day. She gonna leave her nightgown here. I had another woman come over. She left her toothbrush. I'm throwing the shit in the trash. So, fellas, we have to do a better job of cleaning up the evidence. You know what I'm saying? So, like, things like, yo, like, women are going in your medicine cabinet. There better not be anything in there that suggests anything like... You better not have no one-a-day women's nothing. Nothing. Then they're going to go in your kitchen. They're going to go through your bags. They're going to go through your cleaning supplies. They're going through your refrigerator. Oh, shit, this is something that women drink. Yeah, nigga. Fellas, man, I'm trying to tell you, man. You gotta. Women observe everything, yo. They see the shit. And then what they do is they play dumb like they don't know. So then when they come at you, man, they got a whole argument to come at you with. And what you going to say? They got evidence. They've taken pictures. This chick is detective. Which one is it? Benson? Which one is the girl on Law and Order? Is it Benson or Stabler? I think it's Benson. It's Benson. These women are trained detectives, dog. They have women detective classes to see through your bullshit. Fellas, we got to do better, and we got to be more cohesive as a unit, all right? If we got a group chat and your homeboy's got a chick coming over, go through the checklist, bro. As a matter of fact, I'm about to give you the male checklist. This is the male checklist. This is the I got a chick coming over checklist. To make sure that you don't see any other chick that you had over here. First things first. Hair. Get rid of all hair. Check to see anywhere hair would be. Pillows, bathroom, pillows. Check to see if there's any hair, and check the bathtub. Any hair, any strands of hair you see, get rid of that shit. That's number one. All right. Number two, fellas, this is very important on the checklist. All right. Any female jewelry, rings, necklace. All right. Rings, necklace, bracelets, anything, earrings. Find it. Look through it. Go through your couches. Check it. Make sure that there's nothing there. Make sure you have a clean, you have no jewelry. Jewelry is very, 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 very important. Because girls see jewelry and they know you don't wear that shit. And your sister's not here. And why, and if it's your best friend, why is the earring in the bedroom? Fellas, we got to do better. Here's the third thing on the checklist, fellas, I want you to know too. This is an important one. Check your trash. Check your trash. Women are out here looking through trash. Check your trash. Make sure you dump everything out. Your trash cans are empty. Your bathroom trash cans and your actual trash. Take the trash out before you leave. Like, my boy Tahir came over one day. Tahir was like, Clint, you just going to fuck a bitch and throw the condom in the trash? I was like, oh, shit. Ask Tahir. I'm not lying. I'm not making this shit up. Tahir saw that shit. Now, I mean, you know, Tahir is a woman sometimes. So, no, I'm playing. But, yeah. Check the trash, fellas. Take the trash out. Take it out. And last but not least on this checklist, this is the last thing you got to do. You have to make sure you change your channels on your TV. Y'all be like, change the channels on your TV. Make sure there are things on, like, you make sure ESPN is your current channel and your last channel. ESPN has to be your current channel and your last channel. So she can't say you weren't, you know, because women don't watch ESPN, but women watch Lifetime. Women watch Love and Hip Hop. Women watch E. You know, women watch Bravo. They're women channels. Men don't watch. What grown ass man you know watching Bravo? Women watch HGTV. Yeah. Even though, fellas, we may watch it because I like Property Brothers. I like Property Brothers. But most women can sit down and watch HGTV all day like you watch ESPN. So change your channels on your television, fellas. Your Netflix accounts. Make sure your recently watched is something masculine. Listen, fellas, you just got to cover all bases, man. We cannot be out here 2019 and we can't be sitting here just, you know, letting women just go through our shit. Do better. Do better. And women, stop going through motherfucking stuff. Stop going through it. Stop being detectives. Women, stop going through, like, if he ain't your man, don't, why are you going through his stuff? First of all, if you gotta, here's the thing too. If you feel like you gotta go through somebody's stuff, whether it be their phone or anything like that, you know, that ain't the nigga you need to be fucking. Now, I know women gonna say to this, oh, well, Clint, why y'all got, don't leave it out in the open. Don't be so stupid. You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. You know? So here's the thing, man. Like, I hope you guys, got the gist of this podcast. I'm going to have special guests on here. It's not just going to be me talking all day, every day by myself. But the first episode, I wanted it to be me. I wanted y'all to get the real, authentic of what I'm going to be talking about. You know. So what's going to happen is that I'm going to be giving you guys honest opinions and honest advice and honest, you know, just don't take it to heart. Fellas, I'm on your side 100%, but women, I'm on your side too. If motherfuckers is, I'm on the side of the person who's right. All right. Just like I just gave y'all a story about me leaving shit in the trash can. I'm not going to sit here and be a fuckboy and blame women or blame the girl for me for going through the trash. I left it out there for her to see it. And it was disrespectful. And I was wrong. And I take full responsibility for that. So when you hear advice from a fuckboy, it's just I've done fuckboy shit. And I'm going to give you guys advice from that perspective. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go a step further real quick while I got some more time. I'm going to tell you some fuckboy shit is not even, it's not learned, it's passed down. My dad was did fuckboy shit, and my dad bestowed upon me the fuckboyisms, you know? Like, I'll give you a prime example, true story. Like, this is what me and my dad do. This is a true story. I'm not making this shit up. So, I don't let women that I meet or that I'm dating meet my mom, all right? The reason why, is because... my mom is very hard on women. My mom is very, very hard on women. Like, my mom is very, like, my mom's borderline disrespectful. And so, like, I don't want women to feel like, oh man, his mom is blah, 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 blah. So any woman can meet my dad. So if I'm having trouble and I ain't get the yams yet, my dad helps me seal the deal. I'm gonna tell you how he does it. I'll call my dad. I said, Dad, guess what? I'm in town. I'm bringing a chick with me. You know what I mean? Blah, blah, blah. And my dad said, all right. And I said, Dad, let's do the thing. And my dad says, I got you. Now, my dad is my partner in crime, man. My dad is my spades partner. We know how to cheat together. We beat my best friends over and over again because me and my dad have signals on the table. With that being said, the thing is, what we do is I bring a girl over. And I said, so I'll be like, hey, how you doing? Jackie, this is my dad. Dad, this is Jackie. And then my dad will say, Jackie, hey, Jackie, how you doing? Oh, man, I heard so much about you. And Jackie's looking like, oh, really? Clint talks about me. My dad's like, yeah, you the. And then here we go. She feels special now. See, that's all women want to feel is special. That's really it, fellas. Women want to feel special. Women don't want to feel like your other chicks. They want to feel special. That's all you got to do, bro, is make her feel special. So now she's feeling special. She's like, oh, shit, Clint talk about me. So then we'll leave. And then my dad will try to be funny while we're at the house. My dad will say funny things. My dad will do funny shit. And the girl will like my dad. She'd be like, yo, your dad is so cool. Your dad is so funny. And then I'll slide my dad some beer. Here we are. And then my dad will call me the next day. Did you seal the deal? And I'll say, Dad, yes, I did. And now my dad is happy because his son, he's assisted. My dad is the greatest assist man of all time. My dad is Rajon Rondo. My dad is Magic Johnson. My dad is just dishing out dimes. Boom, 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 boom. Ladies, if you fuck me between the, whatever, if you've had sex with me and you've met my dad, chances are we've done the thing. Now we're going to listen to this and be like, you piece of shit. Advice from a fuckboy, ladies and gentlemen. It's here. It's here. And it's going to be here. And I'm going to give you shit every week. I might drop dimes twice a week. It don't matter. You know? So do me a favor, ladies and gentlemen. Please make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you give a rating. You don't have to give me a 5-star rating all the time because we know that looks fake. Sometimes give me a 4-star rating. Shit, I don't care. Just save the zeros, all right? If you don't like it, don't fucking listen. Second thing is, if you're not following me on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or anything, my name is Clint Coley, C-L-I-N-T-C-O-L-E-Y. Again, it's C-L-I-N-T-C-O-L-E-Y. Also, I will be giving out my show dates, letting you know when I'm doing shows. Next ones coming up are, I will be in Buffalo on Wednesday, January 17th, headlining by myself. And then I'll be there with D.L. Hughley from the 18th to the 20th. So Buffalo, Helium Comedy Club. If you live in Buffalo, go to the Helium website, get your tickets. And that's it. That's my advice from a fuckboy today.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.